The bongs of Big Ben officially marking the first day of the Olympics. For 3 minutes, church bells chimed around the UK, including at Manchester Cathedral. And children with bells in Beverley in Yorkshire, where there's a buzz about the Olympics.
We're going to see the Paralympics.
I'm really looking forward to going to the swimming.
Perhaps a bad omen, though, when Culture Secretary Jeremy Hunt joined in.
Oh!
His handbell fell apart as soon as he began shaking it. Another mishap at the archery today as well. The ranking round was listed on the official London 2012 website as not ticketed. Some turned up at Lord's Cricket Ground thinking the event was free. It wasn't.
Even the official national news in our country said it would be a free event.
I brought my grandson, who got up at 4:30 this morning, to come and see the archery, which has been advertised as free entry.
But games organisers say that's never been the case. Meanwhile, the Olympic torch has ended its 8,000-mile journey around the United Kingdom. Olympic gold medalist Matthew Pinson lit the flame on the Queen's Royal Barge, Gloriana, which then travelled along the Thames to Tower Bridge.
We've got many Olympic champions and medalists on the boat there, and then a whole flotilla here of sort of rowing fans and practitioners, which makes it a sort of really rowing moment for me. It's brilliant.
Just a short hop down the River Thames is the Olympic Park, where the opening ceremony will mark the official beginning of the Games. We're promised a spectacular and fitting start to the greatest show on Earth.